We had a major conversion to the Catholic faith over the weekend, didn't we?
Yes, we did. My friend and yours, David B. Wright, who is the co-founder of 40 Days for Life, entered the church this weekend.
And, you know, when you texted me that on Saturday, I went, who in the Hades is Dave B. Wright? Because I don't know him as well as you do. Then I went, wait a minute. That's the I started putting it all together. And then I went, wow. You know, when I met him, when we were in the planning stage, the International Conference on Population Control, he didn't introduce himself as the founder of anything. You know, he introduced himself as the tech guy.
Right. He's a very humble man, though. He's not one to stand up and take credit for anything. He simply just loves to fight for babies and he's been the most Catholic non-Catholic I've ever met. And for the longest time, I thought he was Catholic until he corrected me at one point. I went, wait a minute, what? I said, you're the only Protestant that I know that makes the sign of the cross before praying and asks for Our Lady's intervention. How are you not Catholic? But I can't remember what branch of Protestantism he was, but he married his wife. His wife was Catholic.
She sure was.
He attended Mass with her every Sunday for the entirety of their marriage. And finally, he entered into the fullness of the church this past weekend, and I couldn't be more thrilled.
And now here's a little factoid, if you will. So he entered in to the church at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Church in Fredericksburg.
Yes.
That's where my dear, dear, dear friend, and I know you know her too, that's where Carrie Gress and her family go.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So I sent Carrie a note on Sunday, and I said, hey, Carrie, did you see this? And she goes, I did. She goes, but we missed the vigil mass, so we didn't see that. And, of course, she knows David. So she was very excited about it. So it was a great Holy Saturday. And look, there were four people that I know of personally from this show that from listening to people like you and Brother Andre and Marie and others on the Crusade Channel, left Protestantism and became Catholics on Saturday. Now, I don't hold David in that number, but there are four others there that joined the faith, that joined the church. And two of them, Michael, as if that's not enough, two of them actually had their marriage vows restated so that they could be married as Catholics.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So
awesome.
Yeah, so this was a great Lent. It was very penitential. I know that, and I know it was penitential because yesterday was first time, Monday, when, because I took Monday and Tuesday off, when Mrs. Church and I took our daughter out for a lunch, and the daughter is now 21. She just made 21, and we could have a few adult beverages. And I realized after sitting down, wait a minute, it's not Lent anymore. I can have whatever I want.
Yes.
So. It was a very penitential Lent, but a very productive one. So all of these converts here, the church militant, in other words, has received a troop update.
There we go. Yeah, you know, we're replenishing our troops in the trenches here. So it's refreshing to see people actually coming into the church as opposed to leaving her.